The Summer of a Dormouse, written by John Mortimer.
This book has been made accessible under the copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
When one subtracts from life infancy, which is vegetation, sleep, eating and swilling, buttoning and unbuttoning, how much remains of downright existence? The Summer of a Dormouse. From Byron's Journals. They say the seeds of what we will do are in all of us, but it always seemed to me that in those who make jokes in life, the seeds are covered with better soil and with a higher grade of manure. Ernest Hemingway, A Movable Feast. Chapter 1. The time will come in your life, it will almost certainly come, when the voice of God will thunder at you from a cloud. From this day forth thou shalt not be able to put on thine own socks. To the young, to the middle-aged even, this may seem a remote and improbable accident that only happens to other people. It has to be said, however, that the day will most probably dawn when your pale foot will wander through the air, incapable of hitting the narrow opening of a suspended sock. Those fortunate enough to live with families will call out for help. The situation is, in minor ways, humiliating and comical. It's a law of script writing that scenes get shorter and the action speeds up towards the end. In childhood, the afternoons spread out.